New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Billy Blake and Harry Graves with you at Shenango Forks High School as we are getting ready to go in the second half. It is the Blue Devils with a 28-0 lead over the Unitigo Spartans. Harry, it was all Blue Devils, especially with that running game in the first half. What do you expect to see more here in the second?
You have to look at a number of things. First of all, home team advantage, home field advantage. So when you're playing in front of the hometown team, obviously that's worth a little bit to you. Secondly, a lot of returning faces on this team. So a lot of guys have had experience. This is not exactly what you might call a rebuilding year. And on top of that, if we come in and look at the coaching strategy, you notice there hasn't been a long kick yet. Everything has been short squib kick, not giving Unitigo the opportunity to get a big run back, get ahead of steam. We're going to make them start in first gear and go up through second and third. We don't give them the big kick where somebody has got a few seconds to settle in under the ball, get running, and get moving. So just between the coaching, the home field advantage, and all of the other things, what more can you say? We have another game coming up tonight for you, folks. Remember, it's going to be the BG Bobcats, Mattingly, and Dale Palmer and company going to be trying to match wits as they try to plan a coaching strategy that will outdo, I guess is the word you want to use, a Seton Catholic Saints team that is viewed as a veteran squad. And we could be seeing ourselves in a very interesting contest. I'll give you some reading material while we have the coaches' material, the coaches' meeting at the center of the field. So we have ourselves another beautiful day. Remember, you can hear all of these games if you happen to be away and you miss the live broadcast. You can always go to WCDOradio.com. And while you're looking at that website, you will see it says Sports On Demand. And you touch that link, and you'll come down, and you'll find all of these games archived. So you can go ahead and pick the game you want to listen to, and bang it away, and away you go. You get this broadcast. So we don't give streaming audio, but we give you a good opportunity to hear the game. Players can hear the games if they want to hear the things that we're saying about them. That's why you always got to watch what you say there, dude.
Absolutely.
You got it. I have seen some of these football players out here that neither you nor I would want to tangle with. Don't make them mad. 12 minutes up on the clock. And we're waiting for the Blue Devils to break out of their sideline huddle and get things ready to go.
Shenango Forks kicking off to start the second half. They are kicking from our right to left. And Unitigo will go from left to right in the third quarter.
I don't know. I have probably totally screwed up your stat keeping. You got the pencil in your pan? Oh, good man. No, that's good. I'm glad you've got it because I just didn't have it. So approaching the ball now, it is going to be another opportunity to kick, and numero 12, that is J.C. Sweeney, gets off a short boot again. It will finally be gathered in by number 53, Derek Weiner. And with that, the Unitigo Spartans are ready to go. Same lineup that we had that started the game. Mayo is the center. It is Ethan Barber and Mac Talbot, the two guards. Derek Weiner and Brady Bean in the tackle positions. Quinn Barnhart and Tanner Winchester are the men who will be doing most of the receiving. Tyler Butler is the quarterback. Wingate, Komenda, and Van Alstine in the backfield. Talk about Van Alstine. He gets the first pitch from Butler, runs to his left, and is immediately spotted and brought down by Blue Devils.
And Van Alstine is the guy that Unitigo has tried to get going today, but Shenango Forks defensively, they've been able to swarm him all day long.
Losing about 2 yards on that play. 11:25 on the clock. Period number three. This time we see a man split way out to the near side. The ball will be handed off on the far side. No great running room. Gain of the two that had been lost and another yard or two after that. Kellen Komenda, the junior, carrying the ball. 4 yard gain, gets to the 47-yard line. So the Shenango Forks Blue Devils going on defense. The Unitigo Spartans enjoying their offense in the middle of the field. And this time Butler is going to be creamed, coming in there hard. That time he is going to be smacked.
Jack Barnett got right to him. Nobody picked him up. And Barnett, a big boy, 6'3", 275. Tyler Butler couldn't get away from that.
He grabbed Tyler, swung him around, and dropped him down like you wouldn't believe. I went skiing back many, many years ago with Tyler Butler. He was probably, I don't know, in 7th or 8th grade at the time. We had a bus trip, and he and his dad, some friends, came out along and spent a day of skiing. I'm certain he does not remember it. Ball going to be kicked away, and it'll bounce down at the 20, about the 27-yard line. A flag has been thrown. So they will have a discussion. Referees, umpires, all the officials, and now they're going to say it is against the Blue Devils. It is a personal foul. They're still talking about where they're going to put the football. They will march it off from the point of the infraction at about the 27. And when they go down, it will finally end up at about the 16-and-a-half-yard line. So the Blue Devils will start from deep in their own territory. We haven't seen that all day. Cody DiOrio split to the near side. It is going to be Jake Ellis in motion. The pitch goes to Ellis. Lots of lateral running. No forward progress. He is going to be brought down hard at the 16-yard line, right at the line of scrimmage. Next play being brought in by Nick Cannon as the senior goes in and Cody DiOrio comes on out. Nick Cannon splits way off to the right side. It is going to be Ryan Bronson in motion, and the ball will be handed off in there to Isaiah Zimmer. Zimmer gets a little bit of running room, gets out close to the 25 at about the 23-yard line, picking up six. This time it is going to be number 32, Ethan Cook, carrying the play in from the bench. 8:39 on the clock. Pitch. This time goes in the air back to Jake Green. And Green, who is a quick 5'7", 150-pounder, is limping just a little bit as he comes off to the near side. That time he was hit pretty much at the line of scrimmage and dropped down hard. No gain on the play. Two men back to receive on a fourth down and kicking situation. And And the ball is going to be kicked away in there by Isaiah Zimmer, and they're going to let it bounce. Nobody's going to get close to it. Kellen Komenda just watching it roll back. Also in there that time, number 12, John Wingate. Finally, it will be touchdown by one of the Blue Devils and go into play at about the 33-yard line. 7:52, period number 3, Unitego trailing in this contest to Chenango Forks, the Blue Devils leading it 28-0. Three runs, one pass, and four perfect PAT kicks. Ball going to be handed off. Kellen Komenda puts his head down. He got to the line of scrimmage, and then he was going to be hit in there. Hit of all people, Jake Green. As we said, it was going to be 150-pound Jake Green who went up against Komenda. Komenda gets nowhere. Gain of maybe one.
It was a good tackle by Green, and we've seen so much talk, Harry, in football recently with concussions and everything about leading with your head to tackle, but that was a good fundamental tackle there by Green.
When I said he put his head down, that was a figure of speech, not literally the case. Whistles all over the place as it was going to be a handoff again in there to David Van Alstyne. And it is going to be called delay of game against the Unitego Spartans. That will march the ball back across the 30-yard line.
Certainly not what Unitego needs there, but they can't be beating themselves. They have got to be on the same page. You cannot afford to give up silly penalties like that.
They'll place the ball down at the 29. It goes back to Butler, who immediately passes it. It was intended down there that time, going down for Komenda. Well, I said Komenda. Do we have a number six? Is that Tanner Winchester? Okay. I have Winchester as two on my sheet. Is that Tanner Winchester number six now? Oh, he says yes. So we have to get wherever Tanner is. Where is it? So he's number six. Ball will be another pass attempt way off to the far side. This time the intended receiver, number nine, Kellen Komenda. The ball up across the 45 is incomplete, out of bounds. And with that, it'll bring up a fourth down situation. And as a result, everything switches to the near side of the field. And two men drop back, hoping for a good run back. Jake Green is back there. Also number one, Cody DiOrio. It's closer to Green when it's kicked, but Green is just going to get out of the way, let it roll. It's finally going to be touched down after it stops rolling at the 25-yard line. David Van Alstyne goes over to touch it down. So with that, the Blue Devils bring in the offensive unit. 6:42, period number 3. I'll tell you, today is proving to be a pretty warm day. It was supposed to be several degrees cooler than yesterday, and it was up in the 90s yesterday, but I think it's probably a day for shade umbrellas. A lot of fans sitting under those. Ball going to be kept on the ground that time. Short gain, only of a couple of yards. J.C. Sweeney just whipped it along in there, and it was a short gain, and that's it. Coming into the ball game, Ethan Cook. He replaces Jake Green on the offensive backfield for the Chenango Forks Blue Devils. Now, quick snap, quick handoff, short run. The ball up to about the 30-yard line. And who are they helping up out there? That's Ethan Cook, number 32. He picks up only a couple.
And Shenango Forks will certainly take this. They have the ball. They're getting decent runs, 3, 4, 5 yards at a time. That keeps the clock going and keeps your offensive unit out on the field.
I think they referred to that as grind it out.
Mm-hmm.
So the pitch this time will go out to Jake Green. Sweeney put that one, I say, in the air. It was not a pass. It was just a very long pitch. Green gathers it in, tries the right side of the line, can't turn the corner. So it's going to bring up a fourth and about one. The ball spotted down at the 33-yard line. And now coming off is going to be Jake Green again. Green has limped a couple of times, this time limping more than he has previously. We may see not much of Mr. Green in the rest of this ball game. Remember, Green came in as one of those substitutes. He did not start in this contest, but he has seen a lot of playing time. Now the ball snapped back. It's going to be kicked away by Isaiah Zimmer. Zimmer has it right into the gut of number 12, John Wingate. Wingate gets to the 40-yard line, and with that, he is going to be hit and stopped at the 41. 4:26. You said that it was a case where the clock was allowed to run. Absolutely correct, as it has just churned away. Still 28 points for the Shenango Forks Blue Devils. It is a scoreless ball game for the Unitego Spartans. The one advantage that the Unitego Spartan fans have is their bleacher section across the field is now pretty much 100% in the shade. Only part of the fans are sitting in that bleacher section. Many of them back against the fence where they've had the shade for the last hour or so. Oh, broken play. Broken play. A handoff that time was planned from Tyler Butler to David Van Alstine. They did not cleanly hand it off, and a number of blue jerseys met them at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, we've seen that a couple times today with these broken plays. And week one, early on in the year, you're bound to have plays like this, but with the option offense, it looks like the Spartans will be putting into effect this season. You have to click at some point.
Dropping back is Tyler Butler. Downfield is Kellen Komenda. Komenda has the ball go off his fingertips. He just stands there, puts his hands on his knees, his head down at the 38-yard line, and says to himself, how did I miss that?
Yeah, Komenda got good separation from his defender. He most likely had a touchdown there if he caught the ball, and it was a beautiful throw from Tyler Butler, but Komenda couldn't make the catch, and now it's a third down play for Unitego.
3:55. Butler got to put it in the air again. The intended receiver was John Wingate. Wingate was going down the near sidelines. And, you know, I just got through saying that we'd probably seen the last of Jake Green. Not so. Jake Green now in on the defensive unit. Swats that ball away. I'll tell you, Jake Green's proven himself to be one tough guy. 28-0 the score. The Forks leading it in the opening week of the season. Now, low snap comes back, and it's going to be kicked away in there. And with that, we will have a flag on the play as the man who was receiving the ball was Cody DiOrio. He was hit immediately, and maybe just a millisecond before immediately, by John Wingate.
I don't think Wingate saw that DiOrio waved for fair catch, and this penalty will give the Forks
Oh, yes.
Some extra yards to work with.
Oh, yes. So they are going to pick up the ball and move it down back across midfield, across the 45, down to about the 42-yard line. And they're going to call it as a personal foul penalty, which a lot of people anticipated right away. And Sweeney and company are back at it again. Sweeney sends a man in motion. That is Green, but Sweeney's going to pass this time. He has a man, Ryan Bronson, in the clear, and it is going to be bulleted through to Bronson. He runs out of bounds at the 30-yard line, and he was given a good push from behind by Tyler Butler, who made sure he was out of bounds and was going to stay out of bounds. So a first down, ball right on the chalk mark at the 25-yard line, first and 10 Blue Devils. 3:32 on the clock. You see a number of the players on the JV unit walking around in the stands, proudly wearing their jerseys. There is that football tradition here at the Forks. Sweeney drops back. He's going to pass again. He rolls way to his right, looks out there. Cody DiOrio cuts back in, trying to get to it. Ball is going to be thrown away into the dirt, just out of the reach of Cody DiOrio.
And the throw was a little behind DiOrio as Sweeney was rolling to his right, and DiOrio running towards the far sidelines, and that's a tough throw for a right-handed quarterback throwing across their body back towards the middle of the field as they escape towards the sidelines, and an incomplete pass, and second down for the Blue Devils.
A comfortable breeze throwing from the back to the front as it is the Blue Devils going now from our right to our left. They have the wind at their back. Snap that time, handed off to Jake Green, and Green, not too happy, was hit for about a 5-yard loss, and he turns around and says to the officials, where'd that guy come from?
That was Derek Liner, who exploded right through the line of scrimmage. Nobody on the offensive line for Shenango Forks picked him up, and Liner got Green in the backfield.
DiOrio coming out, as it is going to be number 32, Ethan Cook, coming in with the play. J.C. Sweeney up behind the center, now ready to snap the ball. He fires it down, and throwing it down that time, Sweeney had an intentional... He was trying to get the long yardage on fourth down. It didn't go, and as a result, it will be the Unitico Spartans taking over on downs. I didn't see any flags on that play.
I think Wingate might have caught that ball for the interception there.
Is that what they called it? I did not see a man near it. It was a low one, and if Wingate did get it, he got it right off the top of the shoes. Anyway, a man's going to go in motion. Komenda, oh, he's right there to take the pitch back from Butler. Butler was hit hard in there by Green, and with Green tugging away at his jersey, Butler got that pitch off to Komenda, but he wasn't able to turn it into any reasonable yardage, maybe two at the most. 204 showing on the clock. It is still Forks leading it over the Unitego Spartans, 28-0. Harry Graves, Billy Blake, play-by-play. Saturday afternoon, bright sunshine, Shenango Forks High School. Snap, and on the ground, it will be Tyler Butler, quarterback keeper. Doesn't get any running room at all, picking up one, maybe two at the most. You'll get it out to the 20-yard line. Brings up a third, and we'll call it six. Boy, when you get a little bit of that breeze, it actually feels pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine the people sitting in the sun are roasting. Get my lawnmower tan here, and you see how it is. For you Bobcat fans, we'll have the BG Bobcats under the lights tonight from Binghamton's Alumni Stadium as the Bobcats take on the Seton Catholic Central Saints. Pile-up of blue jerseys, and there's going to be no running room in there. It almost looks like it was number seven that time carrying the ball. Kevin Thayer, senior. 5'10", 157 pounds. I have not spoken his name so far tonight. Today, this afternoon. I think it's past morning. Who knows? 23 seconds showing on the clock. The ball is going to be kicked away. In underneath it, Cody Dioria will take it at the 46. He's got running room. He gets down across the 45, the 40, the 35. Finally tripped up down at the 30-yard line. The clock stops with 7 seconds remaining in period number three, and they will switch the teams around, going from the defensive unit to the offensive unit.
And two things that I've noticed at Shenango Forks today. One, they've made their extra points, which might not mean much in this game now, but especially down the road in close games, they're going to be huge as long as Short can continue to make them. And also, they've had a few nice punt returns today. Special teams play has been great for the Blue Devils.
That they have. It is going to be Green again. And Jake Green, running all the way to the near side, doesn't get much forward progress, probably about 5, maybe 6 yards. He ran an awful long way from where he got that ball to the sideline before he is finally pushed out of bounds. So we have the end of another quarter.
And it is Friday, or it's Saturday afternoon football here on the Tri-County Heartbeat. WCDO.
Get hungry late at night? Working late this weekend? No place open to get a bite to eat? Yes, there is. The Sydney McDonald's drive-thru is open 24 hours every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. The full menu is available, too. So if your tummy rumbles late at night on the weekend, no problem. Big Macs, Quarter Pounders, Chicken Sandwiches, Salads, Fish Filets, Ice Cream, Cookies, Value Meals, and more, including the Dollar Menu. It's all available 24 hours every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the Sydney McDonald's drive-thru. And the lobby is open till 11 p.m. 7 days a week at the Sydney McDonald's.
With cooler weather on the way, now's the time to think about getting your furnace and air ducts clean for this year's heating season. Kurt Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney can install, service, and repair furnaces, hot water heaters, and boilers. Kirk also offers air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric work, and carpentry. From decks, porches, and siding installation to minor home repairs and even complete remodeling of your home or business, for professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Gary Graves here on a Sunday or a sunny afternoon. It's football, and here to bring you the final quarter, Mr. Billy Blake.
And Jake Green gets the call for the Blue Devils. The running back goes along the near sideline. He's down at about the 10-yard line. A good carry for him.
And he is finally forced out of bounds.
Blue Devils with a 28-0 lead over the Spartans of Unitigo.
We're going to remind you one more time that archived games are available on the WCDO radio website, wcdoradio.com. Look for Sports on Demand.
Zimmer in the backfield for the Blue Devils, and we have whistles everywhere.
Ryan Bronson went into motion, and he just finds himself huffing and puffing, now walking back to the huddle.
And it is a penalty on Unitigo, so the Spartans get flagged for encroachment. First and goal from the 5 for Shenango Forks.
So after a scoreless third quarter, we now move to period number 4. And the Blue Devils are knocking at the door once again.
Zimmer all alone in the backfield. And Sweeney keeps it himself. He's running to his right, but there's three or four Unitigo players there to wrap him up.
And bring him down hard at that. Leading the way that time, we happen to have Leland Swanson, big number 62, got help from a couple of his teammates, and they rode down the ball carrier.
Second and goal from the five for the Blue Devils. No gain on that run for Sweeney.
Ryan Bronson was set in motion on that play. He's going to be the ball carrier this time.
Bronson was one of three halfbacks in the backfield, and he gets the call, and he's running to his left. He picks up 2 or 3 yards.
He gets down inside the five, and it looks like they're going to put it down at about the 3.
Third and goal for the Blue Devils.
We're up on the 10-minute mark. Only 10 minutes left in this game. Jake Green bringing the play into the game. Bronson coming back out to the Shenango Forks sideline.
Three backs for the Blue Devils. Sweeney with a handoff to Green, and Green is in the end zone. Jake Green with a 5-yard carry, and the Blue Devils make it a 34-0 lead with 9:42 on the clock in the fourth quarter.
So that is the fourth touchdown scored on the ground for the Blue Devils. One of them came via the air, but it has been a constant Jack Sherwood kicker.
And Sherwood nails the extra point. He is a perfect 5 for 5, and it is a 35-0 Blue Devils lead with 9:42 to go. This is high school football on your station for sports, WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is a full-service facility with residential garbage collection, roll-off, and dumpster service. Plus, they accept construction and demolition debris. They also carry designer mulch in the spring and summer and bulk road salt for the winter. Waste Recovery Enterprises, 122 Valley View Road, just off Route 7, a quarter mile west of Sydney. Call 563-2616. That's 563-2616.
For more information on our products and services or to pay your bill online, please visit us at www.wasterecovery.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
Harry Graves along with Billy Blake, 9:42, showing on the clock. That's all we've got left in this game, 35-0 the Forks, as Shenango Forks wants to send out a loud and clear message to all the other teams in the league. We be the team to beat this year. Billy Blake here to give you the play-by-play as dropping back and getting ready to kick. Is Sweeney doing the kicking again? Yep, Sweeney, another short boot.
And that will be picked up by Unitigo at their own 40-yard line. And not much on the return as Unitigo will start this drive from their own 43 or 44-yard line. And that is something we might see all season long from Shenango Forks, those short kicks on the kickoff from J.C. Sweeney.
I think I explained it before. They don't want to have anybody get ahead of steam. And sometimes that could be because I know my players. If I go short and I've got slow people, they can get to the ball. If I have slow people and somebody is running like a bat out of you-know-where, I can't catch him. That may be wise coaching right there. Play from the 44-yard line.
And here is a carry running near the sidelines and taken down for a gain of about 3 or 4.
Mike Dahl is the man who manages to come from behind and catch Kellen Commenda. Play will resume from the 48-yard line.
Clock ticking. Unitigo not in a huge hurry to get to the line of scrimmage.
I think that is the understatement right there. So we have split off to the near side, Tanner Winchester, but the play is going to go in the opposite direction.
Nothing doing there for the Spartans on that play, and it looks like we have a new quarterback for the Spartans as well. Number five, Josh Bayaraben, the freshman, looks to be in at quarterback replacing Butler.
So Fireman, 5'9", 150 pounds. He is listed as the reserve quarterback on the roster that was distributed here in the press box today. So it is not surprising that he's going to get playing time.
Three receivers with a running back, and there's a handoff right up the middle, and that is close to a first down.
John Wingate went in motion to draw a lot of play away from things. They give the signal now. First down, Unitiga. They have been few and far between in this ballgame.
Unitiga at the Blue Devils' 45-yard line. Under 8 minutes remaining in regulation, 35-0 Chenango Forks leads.
Wingate split way off to the far side. Komenda goes in motion.
And they give the ball to Komenda, and not much going on that play. He got a gain of a yard, if that.
Tried to make that turn way over on the far side of the field. That meant a left-hand turn to go upfield. He, I won't say lost his footing, but he didn't get a good footing when he tried to make that cut. Hit immediately.
Second down and nine.
7:23 left in the ballgame. Jordan Mayo coming up over the football at center.
Three receivers for Fairbend. And they keep it on the ground. There's a run up the middle for a gain of three, possibly four.
Ball is going to be spotted down right on the chalk mark at the 40-yard line. Interesting how old habits break. I don't think you're finding any chalk out there, but we still call it the chalk mark. Coming into the ball game now for the Chenango Forks Blue Devil, Saren Mullins, 5'10", 195 pounds, making his first appearance in the ball game.
Third and five, Fairbairn with a throw intended for Komenda.
Whoa, and they're going to say he landed out of bounds, so it will be incomplete. You may see that one on television tonight because a cameraman or two were right there. The official was right there to wave it as incomplete as both receiver and defender bounced out of bounds.
And now it's a fourth down situation for the Spartans, and they will go for it. Fourth and five.
Komenda going out, and we will have a reserve coming in as Josh Firebend has been over on the far sideline to get the play. We have Tanner Winchester split way out of the near side. Here we go.
Firebend and shotgun looking for receivers. He was going for Van Alstine, and that one is picked off by Chenango Forks.
Yeah, and I was looking in there, and I'm not seeing any of the ones I was looking for. That may very well have been Nick Cannon. Here again, those back plates drive me crazy. He wears number 21. When you first glance at it, it looked like 31, and we don't have a 31. So Cannon coming out of the ball game now, making his first offensive appearance, Jack Sherwood, number 16, coming into the ballgame. He's now the reserve quarterback for the Blue Devils.
And here is a running play for Chenango Forks.
Looking to see the man coming up off the bottom of the pile.
Saren Mullings, the junior, 5'10", 195, gets the call for his first carry of the afternoon, and that goes for 5 yards.
The ball will be put down at the 31-yard line. Gain on that play of about five.
Second and five for the Chenango Forks Blue Devils.
This time, it's going to be a familiar face carrying the ball. Jake Green gets no running room whatsoever. He will pick up maybe a yard. They'll place it down at the 31 again, and we go to third down.
Under 5.5 minutes to play in the fourth quarter, Chenango Forks with the 35-0 lead, looking to burn as much clock as they can.
DJ Aris making his first appearance in the ballgame, and the pitch is going to go back.
Elliot Butler gets his first run of the afternoon, and that doesn't go for many yards there. It will be fourth down for the Blue Devils.
We're approaching the five-minute mark, and with fourth down, we have a whole plethora of new people coming in as probably the only person that will have as we say on a muddy, rainy day, a clean uniform will be the kicker. I don't know if it's going to be Sweeney or, nope, it's not. It's going to be a new man kicking it away this time. Isaiah, what's his last name? Zimmer?
Zimmer with the punt, and the snap was a bit high. He had to jump up and make the catch and then boot the ball away quickly. And Unitigo nearly blocked that punt, but Zimmer got a decent punt away as Unitigo will take over. They will have first and 10 with 429 on the clock.
The ball being placed down at the 38-yard line. One official standing over on the far sideline saying, put the marker here. And one of his official partners, officiating partners, standing out at the hash mark. And they'll put the ball right on that at the 38.
There have been the freshmen. Still playing quarterback in this fourth quarter, and there is a carry up the middle for the Spartans. Gain of about 3.
Snap on that play, and we'll see who comes up off the bottom of the pile that time. Walking back into the huddle, it's going to be number 7 for the for Unitigo. Ball carrier that time was Kevin Thayer.
Under 4 minutes to play now. It's second down for the Spartans.
Winchester split off to the left.
And here is a carry. Looks like that's number 9, Komenda. And Komenda with a lot of room along the nearest sidelines. He's dragged down at the Blue Devils' 36-yard line.
Kellen Komenda, very interesting on that play. Picked up about 20 yards as he came from the 40 across midfield down to the near side 40. And then he skirted toward the center of the field, changing direction, picks up another 4 yards, and that ball will be put down at the 36-yard line.
Unitigo looking to put some points on the board late in this ballgame.
So Fireman looking good in there at quarterback. He wears number 5. Butler had number 8, so it was single digits all the way.
Fair Ben hits Van Alstyne along the far sidelines. Van Alstyne breaks a couple tackles. He's still on his feet, and he's inside the 15-yard line to about the 12.
Rolls out of bounds, and the ball is laying right on the 12. If they'll keep it there, now it looks like they're going to bring it back maybe to about the 13. As they say, his knee went down. Still, first and 10 from inside the 15.
David Van Alstyne with a good yardage after the catch there.
Coming up on 3 minutes.
Unitigo in the red zone. Bear Ben, the quarterback, keeps the ball himself. He's looking to turn the corner. He's inside the 10, inside the 5, touchdown, Unitigo.
With that, the freshman, Josh Feuerbend, manages in the fourth quarter now to rumble on in 2 minutes, 44 seconds. And that is not bad at all to see him so early in the career, do I want to call it? Not bad for a freshman.
35-6, the score reads as the Spartans will try the extra point.
Josh Feuerbend.
So we will see where we're going to go. 35-6 is what the score is at right at the moment. We'll see if it's going to go 35-7.
Fayera Ben, who just scored on the touchdown, tries the extra point kick, but that one is wide left, no good. And it is 35-6 Blue Devils with 2:44 in the fourth quarter. This is Saturday afternoon football on your station for sports, WCDO.
Hi, this is Melissa Bertzel with Gates Cole Insurance. We know, unfortunately, the weather is changing. You can't control the weather, but you can control how you are protected when the unthinkable happens. At Gates Cole Insurance, we guide you through the whole insurance buying experience. Whether you need coverage for your home, auto, RV, life, or business, our agents have the knowledge and experience to provide you with the right insurance for the right price. Call today, 563-2171, and find out how Gates Cole Insurance can help you. My name is Melissa Bertzel, and we make life simple.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Harry Graves and Billy Blake back here under the bright sunshine at Chenango Forks High School on a Saturday afternoon. 35-6 is the score as the Blue Devils managed to make a 35-0 lead and now have given up a touchdown to freshman quarterback Josh Firebend.
And Fairbend will also be handling the kickoff duties.
I remember it wasn't all that long ago that we saw the same sort of things coming up as Butler was the man who was doing all sorts of interesting things.
Onside kick by Fairbend, but it is picked up by the Blue Devils player. That was Saren Mullings, number 20, who corralled the ball and just laid down on the turf. So Unitego will not get the ball back. Chenango Forks has possession.
That's about all you need to do when you're up by a sizable score with 2:44 showing on the clock. So we will be watching the BG Bobcats in their opener this evening. They have a tough game. It's maybe a rebuilding year for the Bobcats. It's a veteran year for Seton Catholic Central.
And there is a run up the middle, but not much on that play for the Blue Devils as the Unitego defensive line is right there to wrap up Saren Mullings for a gain of one.
So Mullings is given forward progress. He was given about a four-yard backwards free ride by the Unitego defense. Second and nine.
Three running backs in the backfield, and there's a run up the middle. That was number three, Devin Ellis. And he picks up 4 or 5 on that carry.
Ellis, another one of the not large running backs, 5'9", 155-pound junior. That is one of the things that they have many of and have always had many of at Chenango Forks. Men who know how to run and grind it out.
And Chenango Forks taking their time here. Really nothing for them to put more points on the board. Less than 10 seconds on the play clock.
1:23 in the clock running.
And there's a carry up the middle, close to a first down.
That may very well have been Jack Sherwood. I look at it, and then I also see Elliot Butler. They get the first down. I'm not certain who they give credit to for that one. Could have been Mullings, too. There was just a wave of blue. That was almost the old flying wedge kind of thing. Who knows who had the football?
Sherwood hands it off. That is Ellis. And Ellis with a good gain on that play. He's taken down at the Unitego 29-yard line.
Another first down for the Blue Devils. Gain on that one of about 13. They'll put the markers down right at the 29-yard line.
40 seconds to go and counting, as we might only see one or two more plays in this contest between the Chenango Forks Blue Devils and the Unitego Spartans. Saren Mullings in the backfield. And Mullings gets the ball. He picks up two, possibly three, but that play might very well do it for this ball game as the clock continues to count down with less than 20 to go.
Ball is going to be marked down, I want to say right at the 24, but they're going to let the time run out. Both teams will head off to the near sideline. The fans come to their feet and cheer for the Blue Devils. And then you and I have to start thinking in terms of blue and white as the BG Bobcats will get our attention in just a few hours down at Binghamton's Alumni Stadium. We'll be back with a quick recap, and then we will have a summary and some more material for you coming up after we take our final time out of the evening. You're listening to your station for sports every Saturday, WCDO.
There's no time like the present to get the most out of your home. NBT Bank is here to make your decision easy. For a limited time, we're offering a home equity line of credit with a 6-month introductory rate of 1% APR. It's flexible and easy to work with NBT Bank. And great fixed rates on home equity loans are also available now. That's how we keep putting our customers first every single day. Visit any NBT Bank office or call 800-NBT-BANK for details on credit costs and terms. NBT Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Shop the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich and save on everything for your home, including furniture for every room, mattresses by Spring Air, Eclipse, and American Bedding, tools, home decor, sports collectibles and decor, plus so much more. Gift certificates, financing, and delivery are all available. And the catalog outlet's casual, hassle-free atmosphere with good old customer service when you need it is a real treat. So shop the catalog outlet store nearest you, all open 7 days a week at Martin Brook and Railroad Street, Unadilla, 357 Chestnut Street, Oneonta, and on State Highway 12 in North Norwich, or go online to catalogoutletonline.com.
Double-digit pay rises are history. Now money's a lot harder to get a hold of, and even harder to hang on to. That's why State Farm agent Rose Smith would like to offer you a free discount check. She'll go through your car insurance policy to make sure you're getting all the discounts you deserve and aren't leaving any money on the table. So call State Farm agent Rose Smith in Sydney today. Because being there to help keep more of your money in your pocket is why she's here. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Call 563-3533.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Harry Graves along with Billy Blake. Well, it was a game that we won't say was 100% Chenango Forks, but it was a good sizable percentage for Chenango Forks. They got two touchdowns by Ethan Cook and Isaiah Zimmer in the first quarter. Two more touchdowns by Zimmer and Sweeney. I'll pass Sweeney to Diorio in the second quarter. We did see a scoreless third quarter, but then it was a green touchdown to start things in the fourth quarter, and that was the scoring for the Chenango Forks Blue Devils. It was 35-0 at that point, and then Josh Fireband, a freshman quarterback reserve, coming in for the Unitego Spartans, put the Spartans on the board, and we have been having a big discussion on that. He was impressive in the short time that we saw him, so we don't know where we're going to go on this. The game tonight is going to be at Binghamton's Alumni Stadium. We will be down there for the Bobcats taking on the Seton Catholic Central Saints. Any other words of wisdom before we get to the serious work?
Well, I'm looking forward to that game, and I think these first two games of the season here on WCDO have shown that it looks like Sydney and Chenango Forks are going to be two teams in the same division that are going to be very tough. You were mentioning that division before. That's a very difficult division from top to bottom, but both the Blue Devils and the Warriors of Sydney showing in this opening weekend that they are going to be tough to beat with two convincing wins.
You always got to watch out for Nerk Valley. They have a terrific program over there, and the Cardinals are always tough. Anyway, we can get to that later on. And later, we're going to be also talking about some of the Class D matchups, and those are going to be dandies also. Our post-game show being brought to you by the fine folks at NBT, serving the community for over 150 years, and always putting the customers first every single day. NBT, member FDIC. Boy, you and I have had some discussions about the offensive player. I'll leave it up to you as to what you're going to do. But I have already said that I've been pretty impressed. What you got?
Yeah, well, I was leaning towards one player, and then as we talked off there, you kind of convinced me to lean towards your way. So the offensive player today, Josh Farabin, the quarterback for the Unitigo Spartans, came in the fourth quarter, sparked the one drive, and then he scored on his own on a nice little 8- to 10-yard scamper in the corner of the end zone. That was the only touchdown of the day for the Spartans. So Farabin, the freshman, gets the offensive player of the game.
I made mention before that he reminds me in many ways of Tyler Butler 2 or 3 years ago. Butler was playing in the shadows, and he was so impressive. And it's good to see that in that Spartan program, there's somebody up there coming on, knocking at the door, saying, big guy, move over, I'm here. Mm-hmm. That's always sweet. Post-game show also being sponsored by the Catalog Outlet, your store with over 1,000 items. For a good deal and a good meal more, shop at the Catalog Outlet. Of course, the local branch in Unadilla. There's also one up in Oneonta. There's one not very far away in North Norwich. And now, a store in Delaware County in Margaretville. Billy, the dynamic defensive player.
I went with Jack Sherwood on this one for the Chenango Forks Blue Devils. He had an interception in this game, and he played very well, also the kicker for them. But that defensive interception proved to be huge for them at that point in the game. So Jack Sherwood, the defensive player of the game.
Interesting also, if we look at other members of the media interviewing various players on the field, and being in a major television market, you can see these interviews coming on. Who are they interviewing? You notice that number 5 down there?
Jake Green.
Mr. Green is doing, he's gotten good comments and getting good press tonight. Also in there, we happen to see some of the other players being interviewed, and I don't spot who they are, and I'm not going to give all kinds of credit. But the Blue Devils done good today. All-purpose award being awarded by the Smith Agency, your local State Farm agent, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. And you can always contact Rose Smith in the office, 607-563-3533, 563-3533. Mr. Bill.
The all-purpose player goes to the junior running back for the Blue Devils, Isaiah Zimmer. They worked him early and often. He got a lot of carries on the first drive of the game for the Blue Devils, and they relied on him heavily throughout the game. He had 2 rushing touchdowns for the Blue Devils. Isaiah Zimmer, the all-purpose player of the game.
Am I surprised?
Shouldn't be.
No, not at all. So the final score, again, a whole lot to not very much. 35-6. It was Chenango Forks over the Unitigo Spartans. Harry Graves and Billy Blake. We will be back on the air after we go get one of those stadium franks or maybe something better. But we switch ballparks. We go down into central Binghamton and take the long trip up to the press box in the Binghamton Alumni Stadium. Beautiful field. You've got time to come on down. Follow the Bobcats down there. I want to thank Joe Thompson for manning the board. We're making him work double time today. He'll be back again tonight. So in the meantime, please stay tuned for continuous favorites on FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO. Harry Graves and Billy Blake saying, as we always do, thank you ever so much for lending us your ears. Until this evening, everybody, goodbye from Chenango Forks.
You're listening to the Tri-County Heartbeat. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.